Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap on a bus one. Every guest want a plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything.
Dreamboat is sailing. That's an old Three Stooges line. All right. I am Debbie.
I am the new sheriff. You heard it from Debbie Daly herself.
I am the new sheriff. I am patrolling the chat lines.
This is Nature Boy.
I'm patrolling everything.
This is the guy I was just talking to you. This is Ranger on the phone.
Ranger, is that you, Ranger? I've heard an awful lot about you, Ranger.
I'm sure you have.
Yes, I heard you say something about the one angry Jew had something bad to say about me. Are you kidding me? The worst person on the face of this planet has something bad to say about me? One angry Jew? If you've got something bad to say about me, buddy, you call into the Debbie Daly Network, and I want to hear what you got to say. You know me, one angry Jew, you know me very well. So
what?
You call
stop. Wait. He knows you very well? Are you serious?
Well, he knows me from the Vince of the Bay show, which he's become quite the regular on. And, yeah, you know me.
That. Mm-hmm.
Call in, you identify yourself.
That make it
Vince in the Bay is turned into a troll show because he has the Jew co-host or host the show.
I know, but we're not supposed to bash any host, guys. We're not going to bash any host, okay?
That's right. Love only.
This
love
is the
only,
Love
no
Network.
Hate.
This is the Love Network,
that's
okay?
Right. Negativity.
I'm not even talking about bashing. I'm giving out actual facts that are true. You go look up at the shows and the archive shows, and it's the truth.
I know, baby, but you know how they.
I'm just saying, I'm not bad. I am not, you know.
Negativity.
There's a difference between. There's a difference when you bash and talk shit like how they call you a coke whore and shit like that, which is totally untrue.
Sir, can you please watch your language on the network, please?
He's kidding, Ranger, in a way.
Sure. Negativity is a no-no. Do you understand?
I'm just saying. There's a big difference between talking about
negativity. You've been yellow carded, Ranger. Ranger, you've got a yellow card now, and you know what that means. You have officially been yellow carded by the sheriff.
That's right.
We're joking with you, baby.
I'm like, you know, it's really funny. I didn't know this. I just found out.
What?
Because I've known Blue Sky for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I had no idea she was one of Bill's former co-hosts, too, last summer. Well, tragic.
Ugh. I think everybody is. Annette was a co-host with him one time, and so was James.
Oh, really? Yeah, she was. He tried to pull her into his internet scams and stuff too.
Cha-cha-cha.
Hey, I've got
no negativity.
I've got two friends of mine that were co-hosts that are ex-police officers. Lee, who was an L.A. County sheriff. And their sarge, Illinois State Trooper, that Bill tried to bring in his internet fans, too.
Yeah, aren't you the one I heard saying that something about Bill Wagner trying to get these two police officers to come in troll shows or do some kind of dirty work for him? What is this? I've heard you saying
no,
that.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was about it wasn't troll shows. It was Bill seriously tried to draw these guys in to ripping off people on the internet, doing some kind of internet scams.
Mm.
Blue Sky might know more about it better than I do because I never got approached like that.
Okay.
This guy was so fucking stupid. He tried to get two ex cops.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Can you please watch the language on the network?
I don't mean
you
to laugh.
You have a red card, my friend. You have a red card now. Strike two.
I'm sorry, guys. I hate to be mean, but it's just cute. There's something about the guy's voice that makes me laugh. And, you know, last night, not laugh at you, but I mean that in an adoring way. And when Steve started jumping on you, I just jumped right back. I was like, hey, leave him alone. And I told Steve, I said, if he's going to prove himself as a troll, I'll be the judge of that if it's all the same to you, you know? So.
That's true. Debbie Daly stood up for me and prove to me just how much of an honorable woman she is and how much she deserves respect. And that's what the sheriff is here for. I'm here for respect. You people will show respect to Debbie Daly in 2011. This is a no negativity network.
Mm-hmm. And I would
right.
like to say that we're offering $100 for anybody that can dox the the Nature Boy. I'm joking.
No.
2011 starts now. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. Welcome to the program. I want to welcome my good friend here, Mr. Ken Moore. Ken Moore, how's it going tonight?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Of course you are. Why else would you be here? This apparently is a troll show now.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
As if there was some doubt before.
You know what they say, you get a you get a bunch of rocket scientists in a room and they finally figure things out.
Thank you, very nice.
That's right. So, yeah, there's Nature Boy doing his latest double D titty suckage.
Is he the next in line to get a pair of squirrel covers from her?
Of course. In pure BTR fashion, I'm not bashing the host. I'm bashing the troll in question, Mr. Nature Boy, a.k.a. Ric Flair, who used to be a regular on this program but has since defected, as has Moxie. And Moxie apparently is, according to Double D, according to network sources, Moxie, or a quote-unquote Moxie, has launched a full-throttle attack onto Debbie Daly, creating a false Debbie Daly crew, which I don't know. We talked about this on Cowpoke's show. I already told you about my stance on that.
Moxico is supposedly setting up Debbie Daly crew.
Right. Exactly. All right. If you're new to the show and you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1, and that will raise your hand and alert me that you want to join myself and Ken here on the air.
And as always, you're taking calls from all trolls.
Yes. Absolutely.
So people like Iconoclast and Oh My God, It's Me should call in. And Vince
Absolutely.
Is not gay.
Absolutely. Actually, Iconoclast really isn't a troll. I mean, he does kind of troll around. I guess that technically he does troll, so I mean, he makes him a troll. But he's not actively participating in all the soap opera gossip stuff. But he does hang around and listen to it, though. So he is kind of he's not exactly an innocent bystander. He chooses to listen to it every night.
Yeah, you can think of this show as like talk soup, but troll soup.
Yeah.
Your latest troll information here.
Yeah. Well, if I had the time and the inkling, I could totally do This Week in Trolling. I would love to do a This Week in Trolling show. You know, and just gather the best choice clips. I mean, that's basically what Goofy Bone's doing tomorrow night. I really look forward to what he's doing. I'm super, super, super excited about that. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, that's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and which would make it 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Is that all the time zones?
I think so.
Okay.
Did you get Hawaii or Alaska?
They don't count, do they?
I don't know. All right, let's go to the phone. I got a 111. Oh, you're on the air.
Caller, you're live. Yep. Caller? Hello. Hello, caller. 111, you're unmuted. Go ahead, you're live, caller. All right, bye, caller. Oh,
it's a great call.
What's that?
That was a great call. Real informative.
Amazing, wasn't it? So, Ken, can you tell us who our sponsor is this hour?
Oh, if you'd give me a little bit of warning, I could have. But since I have not got the copy up yet, if you give me a few minutes, if I just keep on talking, I could probably find it. There it is, under radio ads. Oh, yes. Today's sponsor. You've seen him on TV. You've heard him here. Now he's defected to the Debbie Daly Show. The Nature Boy is still a proud sponsor of the Vincent DeBay Show with his newly remodeled Backdoor Bank. That's right. No matter how big or small your deposit is, the Nature Boy promises to take it all. As the Nature Boy says, my Backdoor Bank is happy to take all your deposits. Come once, come twice, make a deposit. Woo! That's your boy's Backdoor Bank. Okay.
We've had an effect. We've had an effect in our head. Name of Goofy Bone.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power. Surrounds us. It binds the galaxy together.
You will be tempted by the dark side. You will be tempted by the dark side.
Calpo turned his back on me.
You will be tempted.
Vincent DeBay turned his back on me. Queen Moxie turned her back on me.
You were the chosen one!
Now it's time to pay back.
You must confront the Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
That boy is our last hope.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need to shoot you with little space asses, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Asshole.
I'm on the 182 and I'm on the Skype Asshole.
I'm a troll.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
January 24th, the Troll Wars, the Mexican Menace.
If I'm against you, I will attack you until I bring you to the ground.
There is no escape.
And to everybody out there, y'all have a good time. And y'all always can find me here on the greatest network in the world.
Love, Talk Radio.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mac Treacy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where you been?
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligan's been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, like M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn, show ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, show ain't fucking with you.
She heard that 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out, buttered, and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet, heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green. In the pen, I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and jets. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla Gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Hey, it's Into the Bay. Into the Bay, the Bay, the Bay. Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Cool, man. All right, I'm here. Hi, everybody. It's been to the Bay. In the Bay. So, 3K2DOSKLJFJ238JFKSLD says, I'm a one-eyed Negro, and I'm damn sure not effing the Jew. I know that's a fact because that was actually written not very grammatically correct, shall we say. I'm an one-eyed. You're not a one. You're an one. And one? Isn't that and before a vowel? A one? And... How does that work exactly? Is that I before E except after C except for weird?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. That defies logic. Whatever. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667. We're just getting warmed up here, kids. It's only the first hour. all the fun doesn't happen until later. So let's pre-party. Ticket here. Yeah, what is 3K2DOSKLJFJ238JFKSILD? Want to be called for short?
Actually, my daughter types like that, and that means I love you, Daddy.
Well, hey, we love you too there, 3K2. I'm just going to call you 3K2. It's all the same to you. One Eyed Negro says, so how did your sex change work out? Short stroke? What? All right, people, let's brush up on our grammar. Thank you. Especially if you're going to participate in the chat. I'd like some coherence, word structure. Correct. I'm partial to coherent word sentencing. I don't even know the word right term. You know what I'm saying, though, right, Ken?
Yes, sir.
Like, spit it out. Yeah. Whatever it is, what it is. I've been to the bay. To the bay of the bay.
Spit it out, Swallow.
Thank you to 3K2, Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Neo-Covenant. Neo-Covenant? What the hell does that mean? Neo-Covenant? All right, whatever. One-Eyed Negro and Vince is Not Gay. Drop the D at the end? Are you serious? For short, they want it to be 3K2DZOSKLJFJ238JFKSL. So that's what I refer to them instead of SLD.
What if I just call you
KSLD?
You're listening to KSLD Radio.
That sounds like a radio station. That's cool, man. You should go with that, dude. Lop off the whole 3K mumbo jumbo and just go KSLD. That's right. You're tuned to the KSLD, the sports leader in the greater Tampa area. Home of JT the Brick. That's here. That's out here. JT the Brick. He's our Raider cheerleader on the talk radio here, sports talk. Oh, boy. So what's new, Ken?
Nothing. I'm surprised you don't have any callers. I mean, we do.
Oh, yeah. You know what I should do? Let me check the switchboard. I'm actually not in front of the switchboard. I'm being not gay right now. Let me be in the bay for a second. Hang on a hoot. Ken,
right.
Give us a traffic. Give us a traffic update. It's your traffic on the 8th now with Ken Moore.
The drive-through at the Shoney's. Yes, Shoney's now has drive-throughs for all you not willing to wait in line for the buffet. Is not backed up. However, at the Jack in a Box across the street, it's majorly backed up. So I suggest using Shoney's for your late night munchies. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. That is 347.
Make sure you raise your hand, too. Raise your hand, too, if you call in, because I'm not going to assume you want to talk if you're not. You're not going to raise your hand, right?
Yes, and you
right,
raise your hand by
with,
pushing one.
Yeah, we got somebody here raising their hand. Let's go to this block's number, 111. Go ahead, you're live. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Don't be shy. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, my switchboard just flipped out. I mean, let me try unmuting you again. Okay, let's try this again. 111, you are unmuted now. I for sure know you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Vince of the Bay. How are you this evening?
Shouldn't you be on another show?
Yeah. Yes. Aren't you on a different network?
I was with the network, the new network, the love network, the no negativity network, the network of power.
Sounds like
the Debbie Daly Network, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like Scientology, man. You've been duped, man. You drank Kool-Aid.
Your show, drank the Kool-Aid, bro.
Let
me just say, your new show format here is pretty lame, my friend. Lame.
I'm doing this big
radio, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the same lame format I've used the entire time, dude.
Debbie Daly.
I'm getting some intuitive feelings from you.
Debbie Daly.
Hey, wait a second. Hang on a second.
Debbie, if you smell it,
we're on the network.
What, Debbie Daly?
The American Badass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
Debbie Daly is great.
Sir?
Debbie Daly?
Sir, you just got a yellow card.
Shut your mouth, Skidmore.
You got a yellow card.
Let me tell you.
You got lucky there. You get the last word in.
Debbie Daly.
What?
Debbie Daly.
That's all you say. You're like Cactus, except you say Debbie Daly.
Debbie Daly.
See, this is what happens to these people. They get their minds. It's like what's his name said? Like Goofy said, they're like zombies, dude.
Yep.
Insane.
Debbie Daly.
They get bit.
Debbie Daly.
Are you getting panties in the mail from
her,
too?
No negativity. No.
You getting some squirrel covers there, buddy?
No. Moxie, just where is Moxie?
She's gone, bro.
Where is she?
She's gone.
You tell her, where is the one angry Jew? Well, Vince of the Bay, I'm calling you.
I'm a troll and a liar.
I'm calling you out on this one, Vince of the Bay. Who?
Okay.
From this network, shut up. Who? From this
red
network.
Red card.
Shut up. Debbie Daly, ladies.
That's right, folks. We want to thank our sponsor tonight. All right, this is the wrong music for that. Let me go to our sponsor music. Here we go. That's right, folks. I want to take a brief moment here to give a little nod to our sponsor for this hour. This hour, our sponsor is XXXBunker.com. When you want your pornographic needs satisfied, there's only one place to go on the internet, and that's XXXBunker.com. That's right, at XXXBunker.com, they have over 8 million new pornographic videos uploaded to the site every day. We're talking archives, pornography from the glory days of the 70s and the VHS days of the 80s and the DVDs of the 90s and, of course, all of the online goodies here in the 2000s or whatever they call this goddamn decade. But check them out. They're XXXBunker.com. All right, back to the show. Nature Boy has left us. Are we shocked?
No.
Do we care?
Can't handle the truth.
Do I care? I don't know. Doesn't matter. We got Iconoclast here. Iconoclast, what's up, dude?
So what is a troll exactly? Want to define that for me?
I'm sorry, you sound very nasally and muffled. Could you back off a little bit and say that again? It was hard to tell what you said.
What is a troll?
It's a good question. I think it's a very broad term. I think it's something you can throw around very loosely, like dude.
But essentially what I see it as is any person who just kind of lurks around on the internet, either whether it be in like an online forum or a chat room or BTR. And there's different forms of it, and some of them are just kind of like people that lurk and listen and call in anonymously, like your nature boys. And there's people that are, I think you would probably, there's people that I think just kind of like lurk in the background, like Melinda. She never calls in, ever. But I would say she's a troll. She cruises around and listens to shows and chats, chit chats. The only thing she doesn't do is like pop in.
I think you got her confused. She is a troll, but she lives under a bridge and collects tolls.
Oh, right.
So to be qualified as a troll, you simply have to listen to lots of shows.
Or live under a bridge.
I think you're not like a troll. Doesn't necessarily need to be a derogatory term.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm a troll. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm good with it. Like, I think even if I wasn't, like, doing little spoofs on these troll war things and encouraging it all by having them call in and stuff, even if I wasn't, I would still, like, just listen anonymously just because I think it's fun and interesting. And I know a lot of people digest a lot of BTR, and I know you're one of them. And I think by default, just by being around it, by anything else, osmosis, you're kind of a troll.
Oh, please. I'm so not a troll.
No,
you know how many shows I listen to? I listen to 5 shows.
I don't know, dude. I think you're actually a troll, dude, and you don't even know it. I didn't know I was a troll. I was, like, thinking the other day. I was like, you know, I called into Cowpoke's show and just, like, talked about nothing for, like a half an hour today. It's like, that's trolling, dude. That's just
well,
doing
see, to
random
me,
shit.
To me, you're
there was there
troll.
Was no point or rhyme or reason
a,
to that show whatsoever other than
not
just calling it just
fashion, which is cool. I mean, I agree it's not always negative, but I think you need to come up with a new term than troll, because troll to me, people who are on BTR are trolls or people who cause a lot of bullshit all the time. You know what I mean?
Well, wait a second, Icona.
Yeah.
You are a troll.
Yeah.
You got big hairy feet.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
I
you're
don't.
Doing right now, dude. You are causing shit right now, dude.
Yes, okay. You're trolling now.
I don't believe that.
I'm going to call you Nature Boy.
Look at that. We got him on tape.
Oh, God. I'm going to be Nature Boy. Lord.
All right, Corey's got it. All right, Corey's got it. We can stop talking about trolling. So, Iconoclast, what's really on your mind, dude? It's Sunday night. You're getting ready for your show tonight, right?
Yeah, it's one of my shitty shows. I'm not going to really prepare tonight. I'm not in the mood. So I'm not going to really talk about whatever tonight. Yeah, yeah. I'm just sitting here eating my brie.
Are you enjoying a glass of wine with that brie?
I had some Coppola wine. Have you ever had that before? It's actually good.
No, I haven't, but sounds like you and Ghost would have a lot in common.
Ghost, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was drinking a bottle of Louis the other day.
Hmm, really?
Yeah.
I don't really drink at home very often by myself. But sometimes I do. But I just had one glass, so I'm all right. Have I had 2 glasses, I'll be drunk. I'm really a big lightweight.
These people are idiots.
That's Ghost, right?
Yes.
They're all idiots.
Hi, Ghost.
Lovely guy. Lovely demeanor.
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I...
what else is he going to blow?
Yeah.
No.
I hope.
Go ahead.
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just was curious because I don't, you know, the whole troll thing is interesting to me. And the other thing is, you know, it's like... One Angry Jew and you and Moxie and I guess Ken Moore and, you know, I know all these people because I'm in a lot of rooms. So I guess if you consider that be trolling, I guess I'm a troll. But I mean, like people like Nature Boy, really? You're going to put me in the same group with Nature Boy? Seriously? I mean, we're one and the same.
No, I didn't say that at all. I did not say that at all.
You guys share
a lot of similarities. You're both part of the same species, technically.
What's that?
The human race. I think he's technically human. If I'm, I mean,
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
That hasn't been confirmed.
Really?
This is what I've heard.
The guy's sort of
alleged.
Oh,
alleged.
My God.
I don't know. Debbie said she wanted to dox him. I mean, so he obviously has a tail.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the thing between you and Debbie and all that stuff still going on, you guys don't like each other, or she just doesn't like you and you're fine with her, or what?
She doesn't like me and she doesn't like what goes on in my program.
But she was saying she wants to be all positive, and she's not always positive. That's not true.
Oh, she's as wicked as anybody else is.
I agree. Yeah.
Late night PTR crew. It's like Rachel Maddow. We're talking about Rachel Maddow. You know, I don't think she gets a pass just because she's a female. I think she's just as bad as anybody else.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Actually, that's Debbie Daly's kind of like the Rachel Maddow, the late night pundit tree. Kind of
No, she's not. She's more like a cheerleader or something. You know, I think of somebody like, you know, Diane Sawyer or something. I don't know. Someone who's like more bubbly and Rachel Maddow.
Katie Couric.
Yeah, wait. There you go. Something like that.
No, not Katie Couric. Rosie O'Donnell.
No, God, that's giving her too much credit. No, not Rosie O'Donnell.
They share the same thighs.
Oh, that's rude. See, you don't have to be rude. You have to be rude. What did I talk to you about?
Ken always takes it a little bit too far. It's okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean any harm.
No, I find humor in all of this, and I think that's the difference between this show and a lot of shows. Trolls are humorous. And
they can be. Yeah.
And it's
like I think Nature Boy,
all about
fun. Nature Boy is an idiot. I think he's a dumbass, and he's a bigot and all the other great things I think about him. But I also think he's kind of funny because of what he says. So I can kind of separate the two, if that makes any sense, you know. But I won't let him on my show because I think he's a moron. So, you know, that's just me. But you can let him on your show because you respect his humor, I guess. And that's cool. I get that.
Well, he's somewhat original. You have to give him that.
Right. Yeah. So
I get a kick out of him, but Moxie used to hate him.
I know.
From the first time he called in, she just was not into him. She was just like, this guy's bad. He's terrible. I was like, I mean, yeah, kind of, but still, I think it's kind of part of the shtick is that it isn't so bad it's good, you know?
Right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah, but a lot of people don't, I guess, but I get it. I still don't like him.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, our favorite person, One Angry Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the new sheriff in town, though. We got to pipe down a little bit. We might get yellow carded. You never know. You never know. We could be on the network. We're probably on the network right now. We don't even know it.
Woohoo! Debbie Daly Network.
We're on the network.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The Insomacast.
Hey, my God. I cannot believe it. Sorry. I'm in a really weird mood today.
Yeah.
I don't know what my deal is. Just
really?
Kidding. Yeah. So, like a really weird mood.
Hotball Sunday afternoon. Evening.
mm-hmm.
I had a really oddball afternoon evening. I hung out on Haight Street today.
Haight Street.
It was awesome.
Oh, H-A-I-G-H-T. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay.
I was hung out on Upper and Lower Haight Street today. I had a fantastic time hanging out with a good friend of mine who I did a program with last night that I apologize in advance to anybody who didn't hear it and is going to listen to it. And anybody who has heard it, I apologize. It was a complete train wreck. It was not meant to be taken seriously. I went and hung out with my friend in San Francisco last night, and I was telling him about my radio show that I was doing, and I was playing some of the shows for him, and he was getting hyped on it, and he's like, "Dude, let's do one." So I was like, "All right, let's do it." And then he just went bonkers. He started.
I heard some of it, but it didn't make much sense to me.
He was like handing me stuff. He was drunk as hell, and we were both smoking, and we're just like hanging out, having a good time.
That explains. Yeah. Okay.
And he started just like going around his room and, or his apartment and grabbing books just randomly and just like opening the random pages and just sticking it in front of my face and just telling me to read something. And like I'd read like a sentence or two and he'd pull that out of my hand and put another book somewhere else completely random and I'd read that. And then he just, and then there was just one book he kept throwing in front of me that it was I forgot to ask him the name of it and get it, but I'll find out. But it was like this humor book, but at the very bottom and it had like of every page it just would have like a random like fact. Just completely off the wall. And he was just like pointing to those over and over and I was reading those and it was just it was totally incoherent and just it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Pretty much sums up my friend. Yeah. So that
was have fun.
I had a great time, man. I was partying. Yeah, we had a great time. We partied and
that's all
we hung out today, got some food, watched the games. We did another show today. He thought he had so much fun. He's like, just do another one, man. So we did another one today and then I just kicked it. We walked around the Hate, and I went down to the Vapor Room, which was fucking a trip. They have this this dispensary in the city called the Vapor Room, and you go in there, and it's just literally like a vapor bar. There's just like little benches, and it's almost like you're in this old school underground like opium den, but it's like set up like. Like benches, almost like in like a little miniature, like little beer garden type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of beer or opium, there it's just all weed. And there's these vaporizers at the table, and they have these huge balloons that are connected to the vaporizers. And you just these guys, and it's kind of creepy actually. It's just all a bunch of guys sitting around these tables vaporizing and watching the game. And I'm just like. Whoa, dude, this is stuck. I mean, you know, I haven't been to Amsterdam, and I'm sure Amsterdam is just off the chain, but...
There, you can do it any...
If anything gets close in the United States, it's California.
So how long has your love affair gone with weed? How long have you been in love with it so badly?
Oh, I've been off and on for, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years. I mean, you know, I tried it. I didn't even do it in high school, really. I think I tried it, like, once in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at a party and just, you know, got loopy, but that was it. And just never really was interested in it. And it wasn't until college that I really started trying it and then kind of was on and off and on and off and on and off. And
what makes you
right
off?
Now, maybe just getting burnt out on it, doing it too much. Not being, like... Not trying to. I think moderation is the key to anything, especially you know. I mean, it is legitimately medication. I'm medicating myself
for what, depression or something.
I am. Yeah, it's for anxiety and for and insomnia and yeah.
I have both.
And I was
things,
on.
But I don't smoke.
And I was on some. And I was on some. Some other medications that I had some side effects that it helped alleviate.
Yeah.
And, but I've since, stopped using those medications and,
I think they should legalize it.
I don't drink alcohol. I don't really drink alcohol at all. Like I don't crave alcohol at all. I don't crave cigarettes at all. All I care about is coffee and weed. That's it.
Wow.
Those are my only vices.
Wow. That's not bad.
I used to smoke. I quit smoking spring break. It was a Wednesday of 1997. Smoked out and didn't come down until all the Friday, and it scared the shit out of me. It obviously was laced with something.
Was it laced? Yeah, it had to be laced with something else. Yeah.
With what it was laced with, I have no clue, and that's what
Math,
the hell
baby?
Scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was up for 3 days.
The quality out here is out of this world.
I believe that, yeah. I believe it is.
Out
sure
of
is.
This world. It's insane.
I was seeing on a report it was like 13.5% is what they're selling out there, THC.
But don't you go to a medicinal center or something, like a legalized medicinal place or whatever, shop?
Yeah.
Not all the time?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
I was saying, because if you go to like a medicinal place where you, where it's legally sold, because it can be legally sold in California, right? Or not?
Yeah. There's a law passed in 1996, Proposition
420.
No, it was 420. 215. Prop 215. It passed in 96. Allowed for state, you know, marijuana to be cultivated and used for personal use, personal medicinal use under supervision of a doctor.
And what you buy is actually
so basically
has to be medical grade, right?
Hey Vince, can I interrupt real quick? Reading the chat room, you got Debbie Daly shows on the line. Vice, time to man up and take her call. That's from Ranger 75.
We're on the network.
All right, folks, it's time to pause for a word from our affiliates. Let's go live to the 111. Go ahead, you're on the air. 111.
Hi. Tired of the steady drip. I'm joking. You said you were going to go to a word. This is me, Debbie. How are you doing, Vince, in the Bay?
Vince, this is me,
I'm doing well here in the Bay. Is this the Debbie, or is this Moxie pretending to be Debbie? Or is this Debbie pretending to be Moxie, pretending to be Debbie, pretending to be Moxie?
That would be
pretending
right.
To be Debbie.
That would be right. How are you doing?
Hi, Debbie. What is up? I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm doing my radio program. What's up?
Nothing. And we just called in to say hi and to see. I've got a ton of people on my. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Hi, everybody.
Troll Show.
Yeah, we just thought we would call because we just wanted to say that we love y'all and we hope that y'all are doing well today. And
so you're trolling the Troll Show.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You love Vince of the Bay.
Oh, my God. Meet your boy. What are you doing?
Vince of the Bay. I do not love you, Vince of the Bay. You.
I know. We broke up. It's over. I know.
So much for positive.
You did. You're gone.
So much for positive thoughts.
What?
The Troll Show got trolled.
What? We didn't troll. We just call.
Yeah, the only people that call here are trolls.
It is one big
apparently
clusterfuck, isn't it? Iconoclast. We already went over this, dude. You are one by osmosis. You're around it so much, you are one.
You mean more like by association, yeah, maybe.
With your big hairy feet.
Hey, Debbie.
You know, Ben, why do you let faggots like iconoclasts on your show?
Don't talk like that. Don't say mean stuff, Dad. No one said David Ranger. That's mean.
Oh,
hey, Ranger.
He doesn't know how to say anything.
I let faggots like iconoclasts on my show because I like faggots like iconoclasts on my show. That's why.
Faggots are shit. Don't you know that, Ranger 75, motherfucker?
And at least Iconoclast isn't searching for the back door, Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows where it is.
Yeah, experience it daily, thank
you.
You know
what I'm saying? All right, we lost the network.
That's why I don't let... Yeah, that's why. Okay.
It's like she actually sounded like she was honestly trying to, like, extend an olive branch. And then she's got Corey on there.
Does she expect from Ranger 75?
She's Debbie Daly, and he's Debbie Downer. Lose the Downer, Debbie.
We're on the network.
Not anymore. They're gone. Oh, my God. Please, Lord, help me. This is fun, though, isn't it? Come on. You got to like it. As much as annoying as it must be, iconoclast to get that shit over and over again throughout the course of your life. Mm-hmm. At some point,
I'm numb to it. I'm numb to it because it's happened. You know, it actually didn't happen until I came on Block Talk Radio. I mean, it was maybe once or twice I was called fag in my whole life until I came on Block Talk Radio. Now it's practically daily. So, you know, I'm just numb to it now. It doesn't really bother me more than just the fact that she would allow him to say that or whatever, which she didn't.
Doesn't it? Well, yeah, she doesn't have any control of that, and she even was yelling at him. She sounded genuinely like I said, like she was trying to extend an olive branch and leave it to Corey to just fuck it up for everybody.
Well, see, people like Corey, though.
But you know what, though? I look at Corey like this is my analogy of Corey for the BTR late night punditry. He's like the Bill Schultz from Red Eye. He's the guy that everybody just kicks around, and it becomes comedic after a while, and he just becomes the repulsive sidekick that everybody tolerates. To the point where it's just satire.
I don't tolerate him. Y'all do, but I don't.
And I honestly think.
Oh, dude, trust me, dude. There's so much worse than Corey out there, dude. We're lucky to have him be the worst of our troubles here on Blog Talk Radio.
He just needs a friend. He needs a friend. He's lonely.
He needs a boyfriend.
Well,
these people
had one
are
of those.
Idiots.
He's
They're
had one
all
of those.
Idiots.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
Ghost. Thank you, Ghost.
Ghost is a smart man.
Quite intelligent. Quite intelligent.
And offers financial
Hello?
Advice.
I don't know, Larry. We didn't forget about you either. We know you're awesome too.
Oh my God.
Yes,
yeah,
you
we didn't
are.
Forget about you, Larry. But Larry still has. Hey, Larry still has his own crew, though. Poor Debbie Daly. She wants to have her own crew so bad that she's pretending that she does have one. I really feel bad. So I actually got a message, a text from the LOC because the LOC has been ordered to stand down. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but they're not around anymore.
And I miss them.
But, yeah. And we
more
miss them too, but I can't play show tunes. That's unless they have me at gunpoint. I'll never do it. But this is a little dedication to them.
No way.
I'll be right back.
Bye-bye, girl. That one, that won't kill.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
It's Vince in the Bay and the Bay. In the Bay and the Bay. And the Bay. And I'm not gay. And Ken Moore is here with me. Also, Iconoclast TX, host of the Off Limits show. Check him out later tonight after this program in about 1 hour. And now I want to welcome to the panel our good friend. You know him, you love him. He's back. What a dude, Jew.
What did I miss?
Oh, my Absolutely God, you missed. We were simulcast.
Oh. You were?
Oh, yeah, we were on the network. We were on the
network. We were on the network. No shit.
We actually got trolled. We actually got trolled by the network.
How so?
Debbie called in.
They called in. They called mm-hmm. in.
And what did she say?
She said, hi, me.
And what did she say?
She was very cordial. She was very cordial, and Ranger was piping in every 5 seconds with his hate and dread, and he couldn't Debbie couldn't keep a lid on the guy, and he called Iconoclast a bunch of really naughty words,
and we essentially told him
to fuck off, and they did.
Yeah.
Well, she's reading the letter that she got from Blog Talk Radio about talking badly about other hosts and lamenting that it's only her that has to abide by these things. Well, I think you should call it her show.
Oh, we should.
Oh, come on. We don't. Come on. I don't stoop to that level. Come on.
If you're a real troll, Vince, you'll call.
I run a classy outfit here. If you guys haven't been paying attention recently,
you're going away.
I got rid of
70
Moxie.
Days.
I got rid of Moxie and all these other people that were dead weight, and I'm trying to like get this program on track. I got sponsors I'm trying to answer to. You know, you heard the ad where we were. I'm fucking whoring myself out to goddamn porn sites to pay for my program.
You've also been here on Block Talk Radio.
You've also
whored yourself out to another sponsor.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, who's our sponsor this hour again?
One Angry Jews Clinic is proud to sponsor the Vince and the Bay Show. One Angry Jews Clinic specializes in reconstructive surgery for people born without eyelids. Our state-of-the-art operation cures this major problem. We take foreskin removed during circumcision and attach it to your eyes. Yes, that's right, folks. You, too, can become cockeyed. If you visit One Angry Jews Clinic, be sure to mention the Vince and the Bay Show and get half off your circumcision.
Oh, God.
And now, Rand Paul on spending.
I think it's an either-or fallacy. They say either you raise the debt ceiling or government shuts down. What about we spend what we have? We bring in $200 billion a month, nearly $7 billion a day. Let's start now and devise a plan that says beginning February 23rd when the debt ceiling comes, or beginning a month in advance, spend what comes in only.
Exactly. Anyways, your thoughts, Jew? Jew? Did we lose Jew?
He might have got a patient in this. He might have got a patient in this clinic.
God damn it. Oh, really? Well, he is a sponsor, so, you know, we want to make sure he gets plenty of airtime. Well, Jew, you're unmuted if you want to get back into the mixer. Oh, wait, are you doing what I think you're doing, Jew? Are you quiet because you're calling somebody? Jew? I'm going to have to hang up on Drew if he doesn't answer me. He might have inadvertently left the line on.
I think I just heard him cough. Or was that Icona?
I'm a troll and a liar.
I didn't cough, no.
I didn't cough.
Jew, I'm muting you, and you know, raise your hand or unraise your hand and then raise your hand back up if you want to come back on. All right. So what else is going on? Sunday night. Oh, hey, check this out, Duke. You thought I couldn't be gay enough? I think I'm going to move to San Francisco and live in San Francisco for a couple months. My friend's got an opening in his flat in the city, and it's ultra cheap. And I was planning to move anyways, and so I'm going to live with him for a couple of months till he finds another roommate.
Is it a one bedroom?
Huh?
I heard what you said.
I said,
what
is it
saying?
A one bedroom?
Oh, ha ha ha! It's a no, it's a studio. No,
oh wow!
It's not. It's a three bedroom flat.
Okay.
With like, I'd have my own bathroom too. It's kind of central, sort of. It's right by the park. It's right by Kezar Stadium, which is like kind of where the Panhandle starts. Where it's really close to.
Is it close to the wharf?
It's really close to Haight Street. No, it's not close to the wharf. No, it's like really close to the Golden Gate Park, the beginning of Golden Gate Park.
Oh, okay, that's a cool area.
Yeah, it's chill. It's like I can walk to the Haight Street area. You know, there's plenty of places to get my medicine, and you know,
yeah.
I lived in the city before. This is like going to be my fourth stint living there. I lived there for like, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 years. I went to school there and lived there after I finished school, and then I left, and then I came back, and then I left and lived in New York for a couple of years. Then lived in L.A. and came back to South Bay, and now going back to the city for a while. I think I might be migrating northward, actually, because I have another friend who lives up north, like really in real Northern California, like almost Oregon, and I'm going to go stay with him at some point and probably – and then I have – family and friends in Portland and Seattle that I want to check out. So I'm going to be kind of like a little nomad for a little while. I used to couch surf. Like I think I couch surfed for like 2 years once. Like I left my apartment I was living in New York in like the end of 06. And like from 07 through 08, I just literally like lived with family or friends. And then I relocated down to L.A. and then back up here. And
what sign
I just
are
always
you?
Hopped around. Taurus.
Oh, well, that's weird.
It's
okay.
Weird.
Are you
yeah,
still
weird.
A Taurus?
But I always
no.
gravitate back to the Bay Area. The Bay Area has always been sort of my home base. So, hence, Vince in the Bay.
Because I was a Leo. Now I'm a Cancer, but I'm not
you're
a Cancer.
You're still a Leo. That thing was bullshit, that guy said. Bullshit.
Yeah, I'm definitely a Leo. I know that. I'm like textbook Leo.
Are you very narcissistic?
Not really, but I'm one of those that I am a leader, a natural leader, not a follower.
Mm.
But I think that was kind of a proven with my career choice.
Which is what?
We won't go there.
Okay, Jew. I mean, Ken. Sorry, Ken.
He's very bashful and very shy, but he's actually a world-renowned male porn star.
Oh, really?
You quit.
Yeah.
I should be familiar with their work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I only did the gay bit for 2 weeks, and then I was discovered.
Gay for pay. Gay for pay.
Yeah.
He's being modest. He's done gay and straight and solo stuff. I've seen a lot of his work. He's great. He's super.
Did you win any awards for that, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
If you Google AVN and what was your name again, Ken? What was your screen name?
More Ken.
Oh, Peter North.
Mm. Oh, that's you, huh? Wow. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but it was. Yeah, but it was spelled N-O-R-F, Peter North.
Ah.
Little-known actor. He was actually, people usually got him confused, but so he had to change the spelling. So his stage name was Peter North, N-O-R-F.
Why did you get out of the business,
yeah,
Ken?
Just couldn't handle it.
He was working
no
in the shadow. He was working in the shadow of Peter North with the T-H, and it was really hard to get work because they'd call him, and then they'd be like, oh, wait, you're not – he'd show up, and then I know this because I'm actually his agent.
Oh, okay.
They would actually make me be the fluffer.
Well, then you weren't the star then, were you?
He's actually – if you Google Peter North, he is a world-renowned fluffer. In fact, that's why I used him on my program. Really.
Ah.
I mean, the traffic thing is all just made up. We just needed – I don't know if you really pay attention to what he says, but he's just making that up. I mean, he's here for other obvious
purposes. Yes. Yeah.
Because after all, if you ask Ghost or what's his name? Corey. I'm blaming. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I know. It's evident. Yeah, it's evident.
And speaking of fluffing, Vince is now totally erect.
That's right, Ken. And this erection is brought to you in part by Viagra. That's right.
You have to say something, though, about this whole format is kind of weird because the interesting thing about radio, like you were saying on your show the other day, is, you know, it's anonymous and everything else, but it's still sort of personal because you actually hear the person's voice. And so, yet, at the same time, anyone can be whoever they want to be. You know what I mean? So, we don't really know who the fuck
is. Are you saying I'm not Peter?
Well, maybe you are Peter. But anyway, I'm just saying, I think it's kind of a weird format. I think it's kind of weird because you form these relationships with people to some extent, yet you're not really sure who you're forming them with. It's just kind of bizarre to me, the whole thing. Interesting. So, yeah, maybe Ken Moore is Peter North. North, sorry.
That's right. The Peter North. Big ups to the chat room, Blue Goose, Bryn, 8390,
Jesus
Crow
boy.
Magic, Iconoclast, Kenmore, oh my God, it's me, Space Poet, and Vincent.k, and other people who keep popping in and out.
Is that his birthday? That 8390?
I don't know what that means. It probably has something to do with God or something, or Jesus Christ, because everything that comes out of his mouth is about Jesus. So, I don't know.
Really? I'm not familiar with his work.
Oh, he was on my
Bryn,
show.
Call in,
Bryn. He was on my show, and the funny thing is, the fourth time he was on my show, he was in my chat room. He's like, you're gay? And I thought he was joking, but he was serious. It's like, yeah, it's called Gay Guys Clubhouse. He's like, I didn't know you were gay. You know, it's
So you're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, your show. I thought it was just your show that was gay.
Yeah.
You're actually gay.
Yeah. People seem to.
I thought it was a happy show.
That's so weird how you got matched up like that. That, like, BTR matched you up with a gay show, too. How'd that work out? Did you pull strings for that?
I thought it was like the 1930s definition of gay.
Or gay 20s. Wasn't it the 20s that were gay or the 30s?
He said he's calling in. This could get naughty, right? I don't even know what I'm getting into.
He's not like a Bible-thumping asshole. He's just a young kid who's into Jesus.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. He's not.
I was in a show where he proclaimed that he was a virgin, however, was slept with many women.
Bryn?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? He's always hitting on girls in my room. I know that. He's trying to get laid every time he's in there.
In the Gay Guys Clubhouse.
Yeah, in the Gay Guys Clubhouse, yeah. Well, hey, that's the best place to do it, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No competition.
Straight girls, right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Straight girls love gay guys.
All right, let's take a little break from gay talk and say hi to our good friend, VMAC.
What a do, V-Mac.
It's a sad day in Hallett Hall of Chi-Town right now.
I know, my friend. That's right. If you missed it, folks. Dude, you know what? I did the play-by-play on my show earlier. Fuck, I should have got the clip of that. Yeah, it was a sad day for the Bears.
Hey, for the record, too, Cutler's a wolf. And he gave up. He wasn't that hurt.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Cutler is kind of, he's always been kind of suspect himself. Like, he's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde guy. Who knows what he would have done. But if they didn't throw that interception, they, you know, it could have been tied and gone to OT.
Oh, man, you see that third string quarterback coming in and do that?
That's...
Yeah, man. You know, if he had, right. Have, yeah, I guess, you know, that goes with experience. He didn't play a lot because experienced quarterback would have saw Hester running on the backside and he could have hit him. Yeah, he got a kind of happy feet, you know. But he done a good job. Like I say, man, salute to the Packers. They done their thing. You know, they executed. They did exactly what they do, you know. Ain't that the question? You know, the whole thing of the game, the team that does the best and executes their game plan wins the game. They Packers always get an early lead on teams when they win. Packers can't come from behind. They're not a come-from-behind team. They got that early 14-point lead. Urlacher and them decided to play defense the second half because they rattled him and shut him down. You know, I salute them in the second half. Second half, they get an A. That first half, they get a fucking D. Because if they'd have brought that same intensity in the first half, there's maybe a different outcome. They shut them down. They had them rattled the second half. You know, but, hey, but I'm on Steelers. Steelers all the way. Big Ben gonna get his third ring.
Yeah, dude, Steelers, I think I got that right. That was one pick I got right. I had the Steelers in the under, and I think they were successful.
Yeah.
Now, I have – I'm sorry, am I muted? All right. I have with me somebody on the line. Let me pull up this caller from the 209 area code. Go ahead. You are live on the air, 209. Identify yourself.
Yes, hello. This is Brent8390 in the chat room. How are you guys doing?
All right, all right.
We're doing great, Brent. What do you want us to call you, Bryn?
Yes.
Bryn.
Yeah, I tell you what, those were some great games going on over there. I mean, the Super Bowl prophecy here could mean more money coming into America, making the economy more better again. Put us back up in the green. Since
more
the
better
Packers
again, exactly.
Green.
Unless you live in California.
What's wrong with California? What's wrong with California, Ken?
Oh, nothing but your debt margin is way too high.
So, what's your point?
You're broke.
Does everybody?
I know. What's your point? Hey, I know.
And,
hey, what's happening on the verge of that
is,
too? I was able
and
to
this
interpret
is concerning.
All 25 Super Bowls.
But you got your savior, Jerry Brown. But I won't discuss politics on this show.
This is Jerry Brown, Governor of California. Jerry Brown. I'm here from California. I got a plan for California. Not my plan. Plan for everybody here in California and in California. It's a plan to cover them all. Now, if that plan doesn't work, I got plan B. It's another plan for California, all in California.
What state?
If that doesn't work, I got plan C. Plan C, which figure that one might work and see if California maybe that'll work. I don't know. I'm Jerry Brown. I approve this message.
You know, what state is doing good?
Exactly.
Ken,
directly to the state that I should live in. Directly
Texas.
To the state to live in.
Texas.
Who should live in Texas?
You said Texas?
Yeah. There's no income tax.
And why, is that where you are, Ken?
Pretty cool.
No, I used to live in a tower until the company that owns me sold that tower.
I live in Texas. There's no income tax. That's true.
Florida, no income tax.
There's no state income tax.
There's no
state
income tax.
The state income tax here. The state income tax here is so unless you're making big bones, you're not paying very much. I mean,
but the property
taxes here are
high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Property taxes here are high too, but they were cut with Prop 13 years ago. So there's some like loophole going on.
That's pretty cool, man.
The real estate here is insane.
Here too. But you mean high or low?
High.
Oh, it's still high? You can get
Bay Area. There's certain pockets that got hit super hard, like Southern California, like Orange County, the Inland Empire. A lot of Southern California communities got hit hard, just like Nevada, like Las Vegas. Arizona got hit hard. Tucson. Scottsdale, all those areas, pretty hard with the mortgage crisis. That's nonsense.
Dude, you guys have an echo or something, man. Sounds pretty crazy.
I have an echo.
You're having a paper trail Greg moment there, Vince.
I still have a paper trail Greg moment.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. All
right. You know what?
Why? 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 Why?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I wanted to tell Vince that I don't appreciate him being disrespectful for a teenager boy.
And who might you be, darling?
Pegasus. Luke.
Pegasus?
Luke, would you get the network started?
Yes.
Vic got the network started.
Are you
started.
Nature Boy's
girlfriend? I'm so lucky to have Vic.
No.
He's my little old dreamboat. Your dreamboat is sailing. That's an old.
You don't appreciate.
All right. I am Debbie, and I am back.
I don't appreciate Vince disrespecting Nature Boy.
Even though Nature Boy, nice. Even though
Nature Boy called me a faggot, he just
calls names.
He calls Vince gay. He calls Vince gay. Vince is not gay. Vince is not gay. He calls him gay. That's not very nice, is it?
We're on the network.
Isn't that disrespectful?
What goes around comes around.
The American Badass here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daily Badass Network.
This is a poo-poo Latour. I call from Colombia.
Chime in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
And then what? Anyway, back to the
and all the
nature
cool people that we meet
thing.
And all the amazing.
What?
You know
hey,
what
wait,
I just
wait,
thought
wait.
Of.
Jake is going to go to this on-air meeting with me, this on-air meeting, and he goes to the store and he buys a notebook. And
we're talking to, like, the CEOs of Live 365. And
this is Thunder. And
Vic, did you get the network started? Vic got the network started. I'm so lucky to have Vic. He's my little old dreamboat. Your dreamboat is sailing. That's an old Three Stooges line. All right. I am Debbie, and I am back.
These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke a cigarette after you had sex. No. They're too busy stuck in the rooms, living with their mom at age 40-something, stuck on the computer since back in the green screen days. Like, this is what these people live for, Deb. And you have to realize.
No business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. You open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. There's no business like no business like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your partner might have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like no people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. And so
Hey, it's Vince the Bay. In the Bay, in the Bay. I'm back here with, well, I will be back here in a minute. I'm having some technical issues here. And I got kind of flustered by that whole Debbie Daly Show call-in thing. Her and Easy Rider and, I'm sorry, Easy Rider. I want Easy Rider to call in. Call in, Easy Rider. No, Easy, you just missed a Debbie Daly, like, prank called my show with her show. And the Nature Boy and Corey were on there. And Corey was being extremely rude and abrasive. And I thought that was totally uncalled for. And I apologize to my listeners. I'm going to hang to the 20 minutes and wrap up the show. I've had a long weekend, and I can't believe I'm even doing a show. But I'll keep doing it here for another 20 minutes. Call in 347-826-7667. But please don't insult me or my guest. It's just not cool. I mean, I understand if, you know, we just, like, jib-jab and give each other a hard time, but no personal attacks, no malicious personal attacks. Please, come on. Like, just like I called out Nature Boy when he said he had a bullet for Bill Wagner, that's just not cool. And then he came on my program and said he had a bullet for everybody, which proved fucking retarded. I'm glad he doesn't call it the show anymore. Although he did just a second ago with Debbie Daly and her crew. Yeah, there is a Debbie Daly crew, and you know who's in charge of it? Debbie Daly. We just had him on our show. There's no Moxie involved. She wishes Moxie was involved. If Moxie was involved, first of all, the site would be a real site. It wouldn't be a cookie cutter Yahoo account. I mean, even I, you know how to, like, tweak those Yahoo accounts and make them look like something. And my site, look at vincesvault.com. I mean, that's a Yahoo TV cut and paste account that I put probably a whole 2 hours into. But vincesvault.com. Also, I want to thank all the Insider Extreme listeners and viewers on the webcam. We had a great night tonight, Free Ball Friday. And it was Free Ball Friday here in the studio about 10 minutes ago. All right. We'll take calls 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. In the Bay, and I'll be right back after this brief message from Galactic.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. What you tell them? You already know.
attuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey, hey, hey. Not taking that yay, yay, yay. And I'm back with Ken Moore and Iconoclast TX. We're getting dangerously close to wrapping this puppy up. Going to fold up this taco stand and turn it in soon, kids. But I want to make sure that Iconoclast, give us a little preview, a little teaser as far as what's coming up on your show in 15 minutes.
Well, my show tonight, we're going to talk about the fact that I am going to be on a reality series in real life, and I wanted to talk about that and tell people that news and also just talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. Tonight's going to be a no-topic, off-limits type of night, so if you want to call in, feel free.
That's awesome, dude. Can you tell us what reality series?
Not till my show.
Wow, I will. That's awesome, show. Dude. All right,
are they bringing back? Yeah, are they bringing back gay night for the straight guy?
I wish they were. That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. I'd love to do that.
I actually worked with some of those guys when I was in New York. I worked on a lot of, as a sound guy, I worked on a lot of commercials and stuff. And I worked on. I did a whole day in a studio with two of those guys.
Like, yeah, I know Kyan.
One of the guys, I forgot his name. He was a blonde guy.
Carson. Daly.
Maybe that might have been his name. I don't know. I gotta look him up. Yeah, Carson Daly is gay too. But no, this guy, he was like blonde, and I forgot his name. But I spent the entire day with this guy, and I didn't know who he was the whole time. And then like a couple of days later, I was walking through the subway, and he was plastered on a billboard, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I was like, oh my god, that's where that guy's from. That's why he's famous.
That's right. That's him.
Carson?
Yeah. Carson Daly, yeah. Well, not Carson Daly. Yeah. Carson Presley. Sorry, Presley. Carson Presley.
They both end in Y. That's why.
I guess so, yeah. But anyway, so that's it.
Carson, what is it? Carson what?
Presley. 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 Yeah.
Let's see. You're too old to be on.
Oh, it's the K. Presley.
Oh, it's a K. Presley, yeah. What were you saying?
You're too old to be on the Real World.
Well, yeah.
We know it's not that.
It's not like this thing is going to be like my show, though. It's not like it's going to just be me. So it's like I'm part of the show. So.
Dude, I found a website that I was Googling Carson Kressley, which I don't think this is a guy. I mean, I recognize this guy, but it might have been him. I wanted to say somebody else. But anyways, I found this site where they compare him to John Gruden. He does kind of look like John Gruden.
Who's John Gruden? I don't even know who that is.
He's the coach for the...
Oh, that's why.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who did he coach for? Come on, tell me. Ken.
He
you know.
Coaches for...
I have no idea.
He coached for the Raiders. What am I talking about? He coached for my team. He coached for the Raiders. And he coached for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He looks like a straight version of him. Yeah, he does. I mean, he looks like a straight version of Carson. Sort of. Yeah, interesting. Carson's far more effeminate, though, than he is. That's pretty funny.
Just a little bit.
Carson's very, you know... Paul Lindish, you know Paul Lind, right? You knew Paul Lind was, right? Maybe not. Anyway.
All right, who's the other guy? Who's the other guy that was in that show?
Kyan Douglas, who's got dark hair, though. There's Jay Martinez, And then the other guy was Tom Felicia. So none of them were blonde except for Carson, though.
Not Kai and Douglas. What was the other guy? Okay, give me another one.
Tom Felicia.
Tom
Felicia.
Felicia?
Yeah, he was the interior designer. And then Jay Martinez was the culture guy. And then Kai and Douglas was the hair guy. So
yeah, maybe it was Carson. Yeah,
must have been. He's the only blonde guy on there.
He looks the most familiar out of all these people. So it must have been him.
Yeah.
So. Okay, we got a caller now. Hang on, keep your panties on. 111, you're on. 111.
Oh my God. Speak up.
You're unmuted. 111. You're in the chat. It was, oh my God, it's me. You're unmuted. You might want to call back in. Maybe your Skype or whatever is all fucked up. But I don't hear you.
Unmute your microphone.
Oh, you know what? My switchboard's freaking out. My switchboard says that there's 15 minutes remaining in the show, but there's really only 10.
Yeah. Oh my God, your switchboard's stuck in time.
I know. What? I'm sorry. I'm. You guys are in the future. I'm glad I'm still connected to you.
What is that thunking?
I don't hear anything.
I'd like to thank Agatha Christie for joining me in the chat room, along with Blue Goose, Iconoclast, TX, Ken Moore, and Oh My God, It's Me. And Oh My God, we're still doing this goddamn program. I'd like to thank Daily Crew for trolling my show and insulting one of my guests. It's been great having that happen tonight. All right, 111. I'm trying you one more time.
Okay.
Hang on a second. What? 111. Go ahead. You're live.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
And oh my God, it's me.
Oh my God, it's you. I mean,
yeah,
oh my God,
oh
it's
my
me.
God, it's me. I mean, dude, why haven't you answered? I pressed 111 like freaking 12 times.
Well, we didn't. I had you unmuted, and I didn't hear shit. So.
OMFNG.
All right, it's all right, dude. Well, you're here now. What's on your mind?
What's popping? Yeah, what's popping?
Nothing. We're getting ready to wind down the show here. We got about 8 minutes to go.
Fuck.
I'm sorry?
Fuck. Dude, I've been trying to call in, dude, and you have not been answering.
Well, I answered.
We're about to fight.
Who?
We're about to fight, dude.
Who is?
Oh, you're messing with the wrong person.
Okay. Does it sound like there's, like, a moped idling in the background? Am I the only one that's hearing that?
What the hell is a moped? Are you talking
is
about
that
like
the
moped?
Is that
yeah, it's
the...
that guy. He's idling on top of his moped right now. I just muted him, and that sound went away.
Is that the Vincent Abbey Copter 1? Is that the mechanic for him?
Oh, finally, you know what? That might have been the helicopter. You know what? I thought it sounded like a moped. You're right. It was probably a helicopter. I think he's calling from a chopper. All right, let me put him back on. You're right. He might be the pilot that's trying to get in touch with you. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. You're back.
Why'd you meet me, dude?
Well,
what'd I do to you?
It's obvious you now that you're calling from a helicopter, and we can hear the blades like chopping on top of your head, and so it's kind of distracting. What did you want to say tonight?
Well, I wanted to say was what's up, and yeah, man, I just came here, man, to say it's a good show, and I enjoy listening to it.
All right. Cool, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for...
Like I was in here, like, 2 months ago, but, you know, obviously I had a fucking laptop breakdown. It was a time when us Skype assholes was on their, on your damn radio show fucking up and shit.
And I was about ready to have another laptop.
Those were heady days, bro. Those were heady days. That was like... I have flashbacks of those days sometimes. I relive them. But but that was back in Nam, you know, when we were in the bush fighting Charlie.
And that's why the helicopter blades in the background kind of like triggered a flashback there, bro.
Right. Dude, when
they're
is
the
next show, dude?
We got zips in the wire.
Huh?
Doesn't that sound like a helicopter idling in the background? Come on. Please, does anybody else hear that?
I hear it. I also hear a every so often.
Yeah, I hear the helicopter. I hear it, too.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Yeah,
all right,
it is.
It's gone. All right, 5 minutes to go here. Ken Moore, do you have anything you want to add? I think we're gonna close up shop here in a second.
Yeah, I got the last sponsor. That's right, Goopy
right.
Bones.
Uh-huh.
Goopy Bones, that's right. He's goofy, and he has some bones for you. Hard bones, soft bones, straight bones, curved bones, gay bones, and by gay, he means happy. Goofy Bones is a proud sponsor of the Vincent the Bay Show. Tonight, reminding you to tune in to Goofy Bones tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, or 7 p.m. on the Left Coast for Troll Wars, where Goofy promises to give all the trolls a bone, or is that take a bone from all the trolls? Tune in and you decide.
Oh, yeah. And also, don't forget to tune in to Iconoclast TX's show coming up. He's going to announce what reality show he's participating in. That's going to happen in just a couple minutes right after we wrap things up here. I'm going to go one more time to the 111. All right, go ahead. You're on the air.
Huh?
Yeah.
I was
getting really annoyed by the little pitter patter in the background.
Oh, dude, actually, this is my cell phone.
Yeah, it sounds like crap, dude. But what's up, man? We're about to sign off.
It's fucking horrible, dude. I'm gonna change it.
Yeah.
Revel.
So anything? Any parting words, my friend?
Yeah, I'd like to say on the Debbie Daly, the one bitch that was taken up for Nature, she can suck a dick.
There you have it. You got the last word. That's right. We're closing up shop, folks. Thanks for coming through. It's been your Sunday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'll check you out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 a.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, suck a dick.
people are idiots.